DJW Mobile. W4DJW. W4 Never Give Up.
Good afternoon, Phil. It is afternoon. It's 1:12. How are you?
I'm doing good. How did it go yesterday afternoon?
Well, we flew and we didn't break anything. So, that's always a good day.
I think I heard Steve say he didn't have his fixed wing with him. So, I thought that's the whole purpose.
He brought the multi-rotor out there and flew it. So, that's a start. One step at a time. A small step for man, giant step for mankind.
Okay. Excuse me. Okay. Well, I had to turn down the Christmas music. I've been listening to Christmas music. Lowers my blood pressure, makes me happy.
Never give up on Christmas being over. It's going to be here, less than 350 days.
Even that. But I always enjoy Christmas, but I feel like we kind of got it. We just kind of passed us this year. We didn't do the big present thing like we usually do. And, of course, my parents keep Christmas decorations up the whole year. Several trees in the house and presents around them. And we're just big Christmas people.
Three trees out this year instead of the normal, which is about four or five. And we didn't put the 9-foot tree out, which one of those we didn't put out, which is the big one, which takes all I got to get out of the attic and back up into the attic. But we still did it, right? We still put out, we put out lights out front, we put out lights out back, and we put up three out of four trees.
Well, that's good. Sounds like Amy likes Christmas like we do.
That and the pictures in the house all get swapped out for Christmas trees and Santa Claus pictures. But we're all restored now. We were a week or two into January before we were back to normal.
WV4TTO.
Go ahead.
And good afternoon, gentlemen. Richard from Candler, North Carolina, currently a little bit north of Traveler's Rest. Was in the fringe of the repeater earlier. A gentleman was talking about where he'd been for lunch with broiled seafood and fried okra and so on and so forth. Made me awfully hungry. Could one of you fellows give me some fill on where he was talking about by any chance?
Phil, were you?
I was not.
I had an area 2 call. I think it was an N2 call, either a 1x1 or a 1x2 call. But I was on the fringe of the repeater, so I really couldn't catch his call. And I knew I couldn't get in well enough to be heard, so I just tried to copy what I could. I know it wasn't on White Horse Road, because he mentioned that as another place that was good, but I didn't catch the name of it. Appreciate it, fellas. WB4TTO.
From Greenville.
It was rusty.
I mean, it was in Greenville, but I do not know that for certain.
Okay, well, I just want to see what kind of range you were going to go to. The Harbor Inn Seafood on Haywood Road is really good. It was taken over by some Japanese couple bought out George that owned it for years and several other locations, one in Asheville and one in Hendersonville and everything. And they're doing a really good job with it. They went up just a little bit in price, but you get a lot more fish. And it's just really well done. Now, you'll pay like $11 a head, but it'll be all you can eat, and it's really good.
I'm getting into the repeater solid or not right now. I can see Roper Mountain from where I'm at, but I know this repeater's not on Roper. So I may not be in the repeater at all, but that sounds like a good choice. I appreciate it. WB4TTO.
You're solid into the machine.
Trouble being heard.
Phil, that was rusty, and I don't remember where he said it was at in 0TR.
Go ahead and make one, Dave, and then I got a question for you.
About that restaurant, it had a blue in the name. I think it was Blue Oyster or something like that. Anyway, That was a few weeks ago, and then he was talking about where he went, and I told him, well, where he went since then, and I told him, well, that's not as good as that other one, is it? And he said no, so he probably had that on his mind. He's probably going back there. I think his name was Blue Oyster, but I'm not sure. Go ahead with your question, W4DJW.
There's a, knowing where Rusty lives, off Southport Road, there is a Blue Bay that's, I hadn't been in there in years, but that might have been what he's talking about. That would be in his general area. But, Dave, do you still do any more stock trading?
Every day. Blue Bay, you're right, that's what it was. No, I pull it up every day and I monitor it throughout the day, and once in a while I buy, but I've got a good hand right now. I'm playing it because it's rising, and I'm not changing a thing. I'm not gonna change it till something breaks. I'm really content with the hand I'm holding right now.
Well, I do that every day, and I just thought I'd compare notes with you. But I really love it. Doggone it, I really love it. I don't do any commodities anymore. I used to do a lot of oil, corn, cattle. Hogs, all that kind of stuff. On a seasonal basis, it worked out pretty good. I was selling options way beneath the money and sometimes way above the money, and made some good money that way. But I'm completely in the stock market now, and selling options and buying options there and owning the stock. So if you're doing what you're doing, it's working. I'd keep doing it.
Yeah, I don't do anything with anybody else's money. I only mess with my money. I'm not running up a tab on somebody else's. But it's interesting. I've looked at it. I studied it. Just haven't ever done it. But have you seen what NVIDIA has done over the last couple of years? I got NVIDIA at $51 a share.
I'm not sure what it's at now, but I know it has run way up. That's great if you got in something like that low.
Yeah, it's tabbing around $600 a share now.
Okay, well, so when are we going to the Blue Bay?
Nope, we're going to hang on. We're going to sit tight with what we got, because I thought it would be done. Kramer said it would be done at 250, and that was significant. That was huge for me. And it's surpassed twice that, so I'm not letting off the gas on that one. That's full steam ahead.
Yeah, they keep saying correction's coming, but I'm still in because, you know, by the time the thing goes up, if it does correct 20%, I'll still be way ahead, and then that'll bounce back. So I'm just thinking right now, where are people going to put money if it's not in equities? I mean, you're not going to open, unless you're opening, I'm told by commercial realtors, certain kinds of restaurants or car washes. One big realtor that I talked to last week, he's big in commercial. He said he had a client come to him, want to build a strip shopping center, and he said, you're crazy. You never rent it out. Now, with COVID and then competing with Amazon,
that's true. That's, yeah, I don't know if that'll ever come back around, but I agree. That's on the way out. Things could change, though. I mean, look how quick they changed away from them. they were booming, and then all of a sudden, like you said, Amazon, and then after that, COVID, and now, I don't know what's next, but it would be good to know what's next. From all indications that I see, is the market's just going to continue to go up.
Go ahead, Tom. We don't want to leave anybody out.
Oh, I was just sitting here trying to revive this battery charger, and no joy on that. Not doing much else. My foot's been hurting me real bad, so I've been staying off of it. And the calf muscle on the same side. So about all I plan on doing today is going out and checking on the birds and make sure they're all right, guys. But you're right, Dave. That was the Blue Bay that Rusty was talking about this morning, but I didn't pay a lot of attention because I was concentrating over here to keep from making any undue smoke out of the wires, you know.
The outside, you've got to keep that magic smoke on the inside, like Mike says. AK4HR, Mike. Go ahead, Phil.
Seafood once a day. And I've got some good friends that have got a nice condo at the beach. And they are crazy about it. They go down there like every other weekend. I mean, it's nuts what they spend in travel to go down there. But he travels. And so when he's home, they want to make the best of it, which I don't mind. But they both hate seafood. Can you imagine going to the beach every other week and you don't want to put fish in your mouth?
H-E-R. No, and I found out there's something in seafood that doesn't like gout, and I have that in my big toe, so, and I love shrimp, and I love seafood, and we had that salmon you mentioned two different times now in the last month, Phil, and I've got to where I like salmon anyways.
Recipe I'm going to get for you. And you put it on the salmon about the last 5 minutes because it'll burn if you put it on too quick. But it's got honey and I think a little Worcestershire in it. And anyway, it caramelizes and I mean it is fit to eat.
Dave, you mentioned buying that down at Aldi's and they have fresh caught salmon down there and it's beautiful. And it's surprising some of the things you can get at Aldi's occasionally.
That's you. But I'm going to have to get Phil to teach me how to cook. You got to cook, Tom. So you're squared away. But Phil makes me hungry when he talks about food.
Well, Dave, we still need to have a conversation sometime. If you're holding stock, there's something you can do, and I'm sure you've heard of it. You probably know all about this. The simplest strategy there is, covered calls. But you can make 6% a week on covered calls, and they expire every Friday. And I'm just absolutely having a ball.
You'll do that someday. It's just I've been so busy with work, and now... Now that I got a bad boss, I don't like work. I'm thinking of retiring. I'm doing other stuff. Now I'm switching gears. Got me in the middle of gear shifting.
Sorry, not thinking of retiring.
I think of it every day. You know, I've got some feelers out. If something else comes up, I might take a different job. But if nothing comes up, I might just retire. I don't know. Amy didn't want me to retire. She wants me to continue to work till I'm 70. But I want to enjoy retirement a little bit. I don't want to wait till I'm so old I can't enjoy it.
And I'm probably going to wait till 70 just because my job is totally non-physical. But if I start getting grief at work, I'm gone.
To me, they changed out the leadership, and I started getting grief. I don't want to be there when the house they're building falls apart. I don't want to be their scapegoat.
I'll turn it over to Tom when I make this comment. We'll leave this subject. But you know, my retirement age went up to 66, and now I hear that the present administration is going to make it like 66 and a half. Well, it's, you know, you get so much more if you wait till 70. I'd kind of be crazy to check out 36 months before.
It's 44 a month. 44 a month for every extra year you work. Is it really worth it?
Negative. It isn't worth it. Retire, Dave, and enjoy it while you can because it's a very non-linear downhill after that age.
It's like a, make sure I got it, kind of like a LiPo battery. When it gets close to the end, it falls off the cliff. And I'm afraid nobody in my family that I know of has gone on the male side, has gone much past 70. So, you know, I want to enjoy. I want to fly. You know, take some time where I'm not focused on something for somebody else. Learn the new thing. Learn how to cook, like Phil knows how to cook. Learn the different ways to play around with the stocks that you got. That kind of stuff. That's my goal.
Well, I'm not the cook, Dave. I've got a recipe, but My wife and my mother are the real cooks. Oh, have mercy. My mother can, I mean, it's not uncommon when I was growing up, we'd have company over and people would say, you know, I've heard people used to eat like this, but I didn't think they really did except in movies. But I have a motto. I can read. Therefore, I can cook.
Hearing that QRM that come in yesterday doesn't sound like it's man-made there. It sounds more like something is stuck somewhere, Dave. I don't know if you heard that yesterday or not. But yes, Dave, my specialty, if people ask me if I ever do any cooking, is I tell them I make a wonderful dinner. It consists of Beanie Weenies and Gatorade.
Well, Beanie Weenies used to be my specialty, but not so much anymore. But Amy tells me I make a really mean grilled cheese sandwich. That's before DJW.
Well, people that can cook like Bernice and my mom, that's a gift. I firmly believe that some people have the gift of hospitality, and food's part of that category. And, you know, it's just like everybody can't sing.
How was that chocolate roll the other day I sent you home with, Phil?
It did make it home, but that's the amazing part. But it was wonderful.
Yes, Bernice is gifted, Dave, I'll tell you. Just, you know, she, anymore, she just asked me, what do you want for lunch, which is our dinner? We'll probably eat about, 3:30 or so. And, wow, she's just amazing in every way, Dave. This is Gerald Tiart.
Yeah, I can vouch for that. I've had that. I've experienced that. I know exactly what you're talking about. Well, I'm at the airfield, so I'm going to jump out and open the gate. You guys carry on, W4DJW. I enjoyed it.
Thanks, Dave. When all this COVID's over, we'll have to have lunch.
See you later, Dave, and enjoy your time out there. Showing 5 to 7 mile an hour gusts, 51 degrees from the south right now, Dave. This is Gerald Tiart.
Tom, I got a call from my mom this morning. The TV went completely out, and I wanted them to be able to watch their church services, and so I went flying over there. And I was just going to watch with them instead of at my house. And they got a big flat screen. I don't know how old it is now. Maybe 5 years. Not really old enough to go out, but it's dead as a doornail. And I can't even get the back off of it yet. I'm going to have to get some better screwdrivers. It's got 50,000 screws, and I still hadn't got it off. But it's completely dead except, and I've checked the outlet. I know it's getting power. But there's a little white LED inside the back of it that's blinking. White. And I don't know what that means, but I know that the circuit boards in those things are several hundred dollars, and then the labor to do it, we're just going to buy a new TV in all likelihood.
Repeater time out, exit. Repeater time out, clear.
Yeah, that was that QRM that did that, Phil.
What did you get that I said?
Well, I know you and Dave was going to have lunch, and then here's some third-party traffic.
I'll make that meal for you.
We'll take it.
Okay.
She did that for... We had a group of about 10 hams here when we first moved down here, and... I remember Bill saying that was the best barbecued ribs he'd ever ate in his life.
I tell you what, I went by Bucky's yesterday and brought some food to my parents and out Roper Mountain Road, and they make some good barbecue, and they got a sign up that says if you want to be taught by a professional, we got classes on Saturday morning and Monday night. And I thought, you know, that's a good deal. And then I looked down and the class is $100.
Well, I can tell you right now, Bernice would be a lot cheaper than that. And My son-in-law says that there's no barbecue sauce like she makes in the world. I'd have to agree with him. But I can't tell you how she does it exactly. How do you do it? She can't tell me exactly. She just does it like her mom used to do. We never did eat barbecue ribs up in Kansas very much, but oh, I love them down here, Phil.
I'm not so sure that's not man-made, Tom.
Stopped all of a sudden. If they only realized how much that could cost them. Anyways, it does, it was there yesterday, too, and just appeared all of a sudden. I thought maybe it was something up on the tower. Phil, well, I'll let you go, and you have a good day, and really enjoyed talking to you. I'm ready to throw this battery charger in the ditch. If I had a schematic, I'd be all right, but I don't. And it ain't worth $30 just to mess around with it. And you're right about those TVs. Although my son-in-law, he ordered a board for a Samsung and replaced it. And fixed one of them, and he don't know anything about TVs. But he just went to YouTube and learned what he learned about that particular model, and then he fixed it. I'll be clear with your final, Phil. W4NGU and 0TR.
Timing couldn't be better. I'm just about to turn off the motor. Pulled in the drive. Talk to you soon, W4. Never give up. Ian, mobile.